Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I dare, yeah, you didn't get here by yourself, man. You can't do this without us. Yeah. And if we don't let you, you don't get any. It's that simple.
So Whoopi Goldberg's making threats. I knew this would hurt you specifically, Ryan.
And I'm not really sure how to respond to that because I don't.
Whoopi Goldberg has just said that if you're not going to get any because she's not going to let you touch her.
I wasn't that close to Whoopi Goldberg anyway.
You mean physically?
Physically.
In proximity.
Yes.
So you've never tried.
It was not going to happen for me because I don't know her, is all I'm trying to say.
That's the reason why. I think it's funny how Whoopi Goldberg is speaking on behalf of women. This is the side of politics that can't even define what men and women are, but the actual biological sexual urges that do exist with men, and that women are, generally speaking, the gender that rebuffs. She said there's going to be no more because women are going to say no to men. Are all men Republicans and all women liberals?
We don't know,
but
that's the side of the aisle.
The rules.
They don't stereotype. That's their thing.
Annie,
they want you to live
outside
the box.
Oh, there are rules. They just change with the wind.
I will say, as far as Whoopi goes, though, my wife won't even let me watch The View because she knows I'm like, oh, man, I'm getting revved up.
Somebody text Mrs. Wiggins right now.
Oh, no. She's probably
true?
Listening because she's got the day off.
Hi.
Hi,
Mrs. Wiggins. Is it true that Ryan is just a little too excited when watching The View? I don't know that that's ever happened.
Not the new shows. Like the older ones.
I'm getting my phone out in case my best friend
Back
texts
when,
me.
like Whoopi would have first started, Barbara Walters was on the show. Like, watching the reruns, my wife's like, I know what you're doing. I'm like, I'm just trying to be informed. She's like, no, you're not.
It's for research purposes.
No. This is the episode where they greet Trump.
I just like them for their minds.
I try to tell her, and she's like, no, you do not. I know why you're watching that filth.
She's not wrong.
And I'm like, I'm just reading the articles.
What View are you watching, Ryan?
I think it's this one. I don't know. So anyway, so when I saw this from Whoopi, I was like, makes sense.
This is a personal note to you.
Yes.
No more, Ryan.
It's right in line.
Cutting you off. Why is it so funny? It's so absurd.
Because some of these things might be the first time anybody's ever said that.
Everyone's going, yeah. This is way more fun to talk about than cabinet appointments.
So anyway, let's talk about Tulsi.
Why?
I don't know.
I need more for this transition.
Well, she's the director of national intelligence, am I right?
Not yet.
Well, she will be.
She's the appointee.
Again, I'm just doing research.
You're known for it. Here's an interesting take on these cabinet picks that I haven't heard anyone discussing yet. Maybe you have. Have you thought about the presidential line of succession?
No. What is it? Or what would it be?
So I thought, I'm going to be honest, the thing that I want to know is, how close is Matt Gaetz to being the president?
Oh, yeah.
And the truth is that should all of these nominees be confirmed, one step below Pete Hegseth. This is an alternate reality that we live in. I'm not terribly mad at it.
Wow, no kidding.
Right now, the Secretary of Defense is Lloyd Austin, and the Attorney General is Merrick Garland. Fight me if you think that that wouldn't be a drastic improvement with Pete Hegseth and, yes, even Matt Gaetz.
Wow. Well, what's the succession line? Because it can't just start with Pete Hegseth.
No. Although that might be his first move. Secretary of Defense, I would like to trump J.D. Vance. Vice President first, J.D. Vance, obviously.
Yeah.
The next is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. That should stay the same. If I can't imagine that they're going to have any. They should have a one-ballot speaker vote. They've already said in their party meeting that it's a unanimous Mike Johnson support. Matt Gaetz is gone from there. And so I would imagine that they're going to make this is going to be like a boring thing this year compared to years past. So it goes J.D. Vance, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, after the Vice President, the President pro tempore of the Senate. This is an interesting one. I don't know who that will be because currently it's Patty Murray.
Okay.
So that's a Democrat. I don't know who, is that something that gets elected or is that a position that would be filled in? I don't know if that was something that was announced with the Thune because he's the majority leader. The majority leader is not the president pro tem.
Okay.
So that is the person who comes out of the House of Representatives and then it goes to Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's an elected position.
Right. But the question is did they elect it this week when they elected the rest of the positions? So Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Treasury, we do not have yet, is the next one. Right now, that's Janet Yellen.
No, thanks.
Pass.
In line of succession.
Mm-hmm. Yes, obviously.
Right.
What
other context would it be?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
Hey! I don't know how we're going to make it till 3 today, guys.
We usually don't start like that on a Friday.
No, Secretary of Defense comes after Treasury. That will be Pete Hegseth. Attorney General, Matt Gaetz. Again, assuming all of these get confirmed. Secretary of the Interior follows the Attorney General. And the Secretary of Interior was, I think, just announced last night, Mr. Loyal Doug Burgum.
Yep, Doug Burgum. That's one of those offices I could see them moving out of Washington, D.C. They've said they're going to do that.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Aren't they in charge of parks and national parks and just essentially?
Well, yeah, and the only thing I've seen I'm sure there's a lot more to it, but the only thing I've seen them say politically that Doug Burgum would do is open up a lot of these lands to more pipelines, XL pipeline, drilling, and things like that.
Because there's so much protection to drilling on specific places because of those regulations. Quick Google search says the Secretary of the Interior has administrative responsibility for coordinating federal policies in the territories. Territories. I've developed an accent. Of American Samoa, Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, and the responsibility to administer and oversee U.S. federal assistance. Let's see here. I'm going to skip here. The Department of the Interior plays a central role in how the United States stewards its public lands. That's kind of a better summation here. This is from DOI.gov. Plays a central role in how the United States stewards its public lands, increases environmental protections, pursues environmental justice, and honors our nation-to-nation relationship with tribes. So that's kind of what you're talking about. A lot of those lands in the Dakotas that the big question is, do we drill, do we not drill? The Keystone Pipeline went through that. There was a lot of discussion over that. Burgum will be overseeing that, which will be quite a change from the current Secretary of Interior, Deb Haaland.
Mm-hmm.
Old Deb.
I'm looking forward to seeing how Doug Burgum achieves environmental justice, because that's a top priority for this administration.
How would you do it?
Oh, gosh. I'd probably sit around and just sort of,
pick it?
No, not at all. The exact opposite. No. You know how you see a group of ducks and they're just swimming in a line. I would be the last duck, and I'd have a duck on my hat, and I would be swimming underwater. And then I'd stand up all of a sudden, you'd realize, oh, that last one wasn't a duck.
That's like Undercover Boss.
I'm not sure how that achieves environmental justice, but I think it'd be fun.
Secretary of Agriculture comes next. I don't think we have... Do we have an appointment on
not
that?
Yet.
I have the New York Times pulled up here to see who is in what position, but agriculture, I don't think, is put up yet. I think people were talking about Thomas Massie being a good pick for that, which I think would be interesting, but they need to leave him right where he is in the House. Stop messing with the House. Secretary of Commerce, that has not been picked either. The money ones, the big economy ones, have not been picked. I'm wondering if we get those in a, like, bam, 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 potentially even today. Although, there's still time. We are, like, 10 days from the election.
Yeah, we're like, this takes so long. How come some of these positions aren't called yet?
Secretary of Labor, not announced. Kind of wonder if there's some sort of, if there's some sort of discussion that took place before the election when these unions were coming out and A, not endorsing Kamala Harris, or B, publishing their internal support for Donald Trump. I kind of wonder what commitments might have been made in those discussions. The left definitely didn't do what they needed to do to secure the vote, but they also didn't come out and endorse Republicans, which I thought was also an endorsement of the Republicans, because if big labor with their bureaucratic nonsense comes out and is like, yeah, the Republicans want to do everything we want to do, let's get our union faithful to vote for us. It's like, A, 60% of some of these unions were voting for Trump. B, the way to get the rest of them to vote for you is not to take American tax dollars to bend over backwards for the demands of bureaucracy. You need to improve the economy, which is a tide that rises all boats.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that we've talked about quite a bit on the show, I don't think we've talked about it lately, is the day one initiative from the Biden administration to, back to Doug Burgum, to kill the XL pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about that being a day one initiative for Trump. Like, is that even still a thing? Could you just resurrect it? Or is it like, well, no, it had to be at that time, and now you got to get that ball rolling again? I just wonder if he's going to open up those pipelines as quickly as he could day one.
Martino on YouTube says, Kid Rock is nominated for director of FBI, and I literally looked for other comments to see if that was official. That's where we are. I said a meme that I saw. I think Juanita Broderick had posted it on X, and it said, we're 3 seconds away from the MyPillow guy being the Surgeon General. And I'm like... Maybe. Again, we're going through the order of presidential succession here. Labor, Health and Human Services, that came out. We reported that yesterday, right before the show wrapped, that RFK Jr. is going to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Fox News had promoted it, or like they had it up on, reported it on their news report. And then when I went and got in the car, they're like, it's not official yet. And I'm like, oh, well, we definitely promoted it was. And then I think by the time I got home, it was official.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, whew, close one. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. That was Ben Carson in the first Trump term. I'm kind of curious if he'd like to come back and do that again. I think that wasn't he pivotal in the Opportunity Zones mm-hmm. development?
Yeah, he was. He was actually a really good HUD director, and so I wouldn't mind seeing him again. Although, I haven't heard his name much, so you never know with these people. They'll just pop up. And
why isn't he the Surgeon General?
Yeah. But Matt Gaetz was one. You didn't hear his name at all, and then all of a sudden, that's the only thing people are talking about.
I was just explaining this to somebody who was in the office who was asking me about this before the show, and the only way that I can describe, other than if you went back and looked at the actual visual of us realizing for the first time that they picked Matt Gaetz to me seems like we keep talking about how deep the Republican bench is. There are all these people to pick from. It's like Trump went up to the bench and was like, let's look behind the bench. and it doesn't mean that Matt Gaetz is not going to be able to do the job. I don't think he's going to be able to be confirmed, but I could be very wrong. I'm prepared to be wrong on all of this. I just don't think it's going to happen. But Matt Gaetz was a pretty bizarre pick. I think Ben Carson for Surgeon General makes a ton of sense. I think that Ben Carson was being looked at for Health and Human Services as well. was being considered for that, but of course that went to RFK Jr. We heard that yesterday. After HUD, transportation. Is there an obvious, like, what is it's hard to tell, but what do you need to know to be the Secretary of Transportation?
Well, you have to like trains.
But it's more than trains.
You're really off mark here, Brad.
like as a boy?
No.
I mean, that's what Mayor Pete said. He's like, I really like trains.
Like my old dentist. We used to go in there. Oh, look at the train. What you need to do, your qualifications for transportation secretary are, you need to run for president and then drop out and endorse the guy that the party tells you to endorse.
And say, I'll take whatever you got in the cabinet.
And then give me whatever it is.
And it's transportation.
That's the one.
Okay. I don't know, maybe not. I mean, transportation, the problems that we continue to see in the last 4 years included supply and transportation of dangerous chemicals on faulty railways and things that weren't being maintained. You know, it's like you'd think that regulation would be where the Democrats excel, and a lot of these things are not excellent. So I don't know.
RFK Jr. is the one I've seen the most people excited about. I mean, outside of your normal Republican circles, I've seen people actually say, oh my gosh, I can't wait for him to start doing things to the food. And
it is the thing of Donald Trump's administration, truthfully,
yeah,
that I am most excited about of all of it, because I think it's transformational in a blind spot way that I don't even know. Like, I feel if I want to feel like I have some sense of control, even if it's a faux sense of control, I just study and learn about it. What RFK Jr. has brought to my attention and many people during this election cycle, stuff that he's been talking about, written books about for a long time. If he's right about these things, especially just the incestuous relationship between how we feed ourselves, how it causes medical concerns for us, and then how pharma sells you the solution to the problem that big government caused. If you knock that house of cards over, that doesn't mean that everyone's going to get skinny. It doesn't mean that everything is immediately going to get better. But if you topple that system that is self-serving and doesn't honor the American people, who in RFK's mind is killing, I am really interested to see how that pans out.
I am too. And it was so off the radar, like you said. It was like when Trump ran the first time, he said, I don't know if you guys know this, but we're getting ripped off internationally on trade and NATO and all these things. And you went, oh my gosh, I've never even thought about those things. This is one of those that, like, America can altogether went, you can actually fix those things?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought we had to just go buy organic foods. I didn't know there could be a bigger fix to this.
Sean Mack on YouTube says, agreed with Ryan. RFK made pharmaceutical stocks drop. If you've seen those graphs, it's like, oh.
Yeah. They're all in the red, like America.
Well, and, you know, I'm somebody, I think a lot of people who are listening right now, especially if you're 40 or older, I'm somebody who is always trying to do everything I can to be the most healthy that I can. And I feel like it's a losing game. Like, could I dedicate more time to my health? Yes, but not at the significant decrease of attention that I have to my family and my job. So it's like I'm doing the very, very best that I can. But when I hear about all of the things that all of these nasty chemicals in your food causes you to experience, like lethargy, poor sleep. I have multiple people, to the point where it's freaking me out, that are my age or maybe a little within 10 years older than me, who get cancer. And they're like super healthy people. It's like, what? There's something that seems to be wrong. And when they start talking about the things that are caused by all of this, and then you also see at the same time that the pharmaceutical industry always has a solution to sell you, I don't think that that means that all the pharmaceuticals are bad or that all the applications of it are bad. But I also think that it would be really easy and simple to not have to change anything about the things that are causing us to be sick if you can medicate the symptoms, like, we need to correct the problem, especially if it's something that's being used against us.
And here's the thing, RFK isn't against all those things either, but he gets labeled that way. I'm seeing some of the normal leftist, probably paid voices out there going, well, RFK is in charge of the Health and Human Services now. I guess we're all going to get polio again. And it's like, that's so ridiculous. Do you know how you sound?
Yeah. Rick says, go organic if it worries you. And I mean, the truth of the matter is we've tried as hard as we can to, you know, buy our beef from a farm, a grass-fed farm. And I'm going to tell you this to you right now. If you're out there and you have grass-fed beef and you are looking to sell cattle with grass-fed beef, message me on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, because I got people lined up out the door who want to buy your cattle.
I'm one of them.
I know. Yeah. Same. Grass-fed beef. I am one of those people. I have, like, I got cows to sell if you got cows to sell.
Come advertise.
And, yeah.
Probably more than just a few.
Reach out to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and contact me, because there are other ways to purchase beef. And I think buying from a farm is, we've done it multiple times. Grass-fed is the way I want to go. We try to do as much produce from local produce stands and all of that stuff. Like, we have worked very hard to try to eat as close to the way God made the food as we possibly can, but it is so difficult.
It's so hard.
It's also expensive, but it's so difficult to curate all of that stuff. Anywho, message me on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. I'd love to hear from you. Let me hook us up, and we'll hook you up with the people, and I will be your first customer for sure. Quick break. When we come back, let's talk more about, we'll wrap up the line of succession. I'm going to tell you which of the nominees so far require Senate confirmation. Not everybody that you're hearing here requires to go in front of the Senate confirmation. What is this? We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. It's a beautiful day out there as well. Thank you for spending some of it with us here on 97.1 FM Talk. A quick reminder that you can listen to 97.1 wherever you go. So if you're driving around right now, it's lunchtime and you're taking in the afternoon, you're in the Arby's drive-thru or whatever. Arby's is always like, why are you talking about us? Make sure that when you go back into the office or wherever you're going, you can bring the Odyssey app with you and listen to 97.1 crystal clear right there, as well as tap into Annie Fry Show podcasts. If you're not an app user yet, you should download it. If you want to listen to something we've done on the show prior to that point in time, all of our podcasts are listed at anniefryshow.com/podcast. There's a player there. Super simple. Don't need to download anything. Go check those out right there. We're talking about Trump's cabinet picks. It is the news story of the day. We'll watch and see if anything else. I mean, at any given time, we could be in the middle of something, and then all of a sudden, here comes a pick. And then we go, and then we make the right turn, and we report on that. The people in the left-wing media, certainly a lot of people who are Trump detractors, I think they're handling some of this okay, but a lot of it is really shocking
loyal,
for them.
Loyal. Mm-hmm. Not just loyal. People who display fealty, MAGA warriors. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the constant theme. They are MAGA warriors. They are in your face. Correct. These are not uniting people. These are not uniting picks. These are in your face to the medical community, to the intelligence community, to the military community.
That's what he wants. Yep.
That's what he wants. Yes.
Did they watch the campaign? What is Jake Tapper? What does he think? that Donald Trump's going to do with these cabinet picks. People keep saying this is a change election and everything. And that, you want to know how you know it was a change election? Because Kamala Harris's campaign slogans were turn the page. They forgot that they were in office currently. They wanted to turn the page on something that had happened 4 years prior to that moment in time. And everyone was like, turn it back. Go back. We'll do that again. Because Donald Trump has the stones to come out there and say, we're going to upheaval the entire system.
Yeah.
And Americans go, fine. Go for it. And they give him a mandate. And then Jake Tapper's like, these are not uniting people. These are the same cuckoos that are out there right now saying, do not go to their homes for Thanksgiving. Cut them out of your life. Go no contact. This isn't a healthy mindset to be in. There are people in your life that you know for real that did not vote for Donald Trump, who are probably super happy that all of the election is over. They're not going to be happy for a while. You will gain nothing in your relationship if you gloat over it or if you bring it up. But they know that their economy is about to get better. They know it. They're not probably going to admit it. They don't need to admit it for it to be true. But Jake Tapper doesn't want RFK Jr. or whoever he's criticizing there. Matt Gaetz is probably at the top of the heap. Because they're not uniting. Screw uniting. The mandate behind sending Donald Trump, as well as Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate, says we want to unite behind what they said. And a repudiation of all of the nonsense that the left has been shoving down our throats. Do you remember when Joe Biden was picking his cabinet? Do you remember how they announced all the people?
No.
First female, first gay person, first transgender, first Polynesian, first everything but white dude. Oh, that's because he was at the top.
Yeah.
The oldest white dude in the game was in charge of all of those people. Marco Rubio is like the first, is he?
First Hispanic Secretary of State.
Yes, that's a big deal. I'm looking through here at this list right now. Tulsi Gabbard, she's a historic pick. Rick Grenell in the first cabinet
time, yeah,
was the first
one.
Gay cabinet member ever, and nobody ever talked about that. And then when Joe Biden, I remember Rick Grenell going, "Hey, hello,
yeah,
congratulations on being the second, because I was the first, and that was under Donald Trump." I mean, Susan Wiles. First female chief of staff in the history of our country.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Who cares? Nobody cares. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because she doesn't think in the approved way. Ergo, it doesn't matter if you're female. It's not a qualifying feature, even to the people who champion the fact that it's a qualifying feature. Why? Because if you are that thing, but you think wrong, you're still excluded. They don't even follow their own rules. It's not brand new information. J.D. Vance, first millennial person to be in the executive office.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. He's 2 months younger than me.
Wow.
Which makes me feel older, but also younger. But he turned 40 this year. J.D. Vance was running to be the vice president of the United States in his 30s. And Trump picked him. The other thing you can look at with the people who Donald Trump, I'm just looking at the races that are Senate confirmation required right now. I'm looking at New York Times. Marco Rubio, Matt Gaetz, Pete Hegseth, Kristi Noem. How old is Kristi Noem, you think? Mid-50s?
52.
I was going to say early 50s.
Do you know that for a fact? Or
I think I saw that, but
if you're wrong, no. We're going to call you out now because that was very specific.
All right.
Tulsi Gabbard, Lee Zeldin, Elise Stefanik, Doug Collins. These are younger people. Doug Burgum, RFK Jr., I think RFK Jr. is like 70-something, 52?
52.
This is oddly informed on the stat sheet of Kristi Noem. Okay.
He's just doing his research.
Some people watch The View.
Just doing the research.
Some people go to South Dakota.
Hey, just doing research. I like the articles.
It's a very, very young-looking, non-swampy cabinet so far.
Which is great because we're talking, you know, deep bench. I mean, these are people that are going to be around for quite a while. I can't wait to see, because you see this with businesses sometimes. Some people even cite Twitter as being an example of this, that when a new owner comes in or a new leadership mm-hmm. comes in and they just kind of gut it and they say, look, you got a great thing going here, but we need to sweep away a lot of the chaff. And then everybody realizes, oh, no, it didn't really affect me at mm-hmm. all. Like, I'm still getting the same product if it's a company. I'm still experiencing the same services. I can't wait for this government to be blown out, all the dust cleared off, and then Americans realize, why were we spending that much on this? Nothing has changed for me. Because that will happen.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. They're going to look at it and they're going to notice change, but it's not going to be bad change. It's going to be good change. And it's exactly what you said. People are going to look at it and go, well, why was I so worried about this? It's going to expose how poorly everything's been run over the last 4 years. And if you count the previous elections, 12, 14, 15 years, 16, whatever it was.
I don't think that people are going to say, why was I so worried about this? Because the hopefuls in the left are going to continue to push the message that it's scary. It's a losing message. So be my guest.
Yeah.
These folks aren't learning. Watching Jake Tapper lament the fact that Donald Trump is appointing people to do exactly what he said he would do. I understand why he's shocked that a politician would follow through with that. But you shouldn't be shocked at this point in time.
Yeah.
And I know that other people feel differently, and I respect that. And if Matt Gaetz ends up being the attorney general, boy, I will be in the front row of popcorn. But I'm going to set him aside. The rest of the people, you shouldn't be surprised at all that Marco Rubio, Kristi Noem, John Ratcliffe, Tulsi Gabbard, Lee Zeldin, Elise Stefanik, RFK Jr., Doug Burgum, Doug Collins. Why would you be surprised that any of these people are in these positions?
Yeah, I don't know why you would at all.
They've all been there the whole time, and they all have great experience to do what it is that they've been appointed to do. It's a matter of opinion, I suppose, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, not to go off on a rabbit trail, but Lee Zeldin was one of those guys. We haven't talked about him at all. And he's been mm-hmm. great in New York. He almost won the governorship a couple years ago. He was one of the very first picks, so he must be, kind of ready for the job, because I think that was maybe a day one, like the day after the election or that Thursday. It was like, Lee Zeldin's going to be the EPA.
This is fun. It's fun now because we're on the winning side, so it's fun to watch what the losers are writing. The New York Times, Lee Zeldin, they have little profiles for everybody who has been nominated to the cabinet. People, they define whether or not people need to be confirmed or not be confirmed. Lee Zeldin, EPA administrator from the New York Times. Former congressman from Long Island who ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2022. Mr. Zeldin is an avid supporter of Mr. Trump, who voted against certifying the results of the 2020 election. During Mr. Zeldin's tenure in the House of Representatives, he voted against clean water legislation at least a dozen times and clear air legislation at least half a dozen times, according to a scorecard from the League of Conservation Voters. I would like to look more into the League of Conservation Voters and see if they have a political lean.
Or if some of these bills weren't actually about clean water and they Correct. Were about other things.
Yes, like we'll put clean water, like it's a bill to support clean water. That's what we'll call it. And we're going to add $50 billion to Ukraine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Quick break when we come back, the B or not the B?
Yep, ready to go.
All right. The B or not to be with Ryan Wiggins and Wiggins America next here on the Annie Fry Show. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote today. Haven't mentioned this yet. It's going to be our topic of conversation at 1:05. We'll see what you think and add some of your comments in. Should Donald Trump pardon the J6ers? Yes, some, or no? Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back. I got my mind set.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins! The Bee or not the Bee?
These are articles that are either satire or real, but you have to determine which is which. The first one, FBI to raid homes of all 75 million people who conspired to elect Trump.
Say it again.
FBI to raid homes of all 75 million people who conspired to elect Trump.
Gotta be the B. Is it a B? I hope so.
I started with an easy one. Yeah, that's the
B. Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome. Following the news that CEO of Polymarket had his phone and electronics seized by government officials, reports indicated that the Federal Bureau of Investigation was also preparing to raid the homes of all 75 million people in the country who conspired to elect Donald Trump. At publishing time, Ray had requested that the Justice Department retroactively declare all Trump supporters convicted felons, making them ineligible to vote and nullifying the 2024 election. It's just not quite funny enough because it's not that far off. It needs to be farther off. All right, next one. Trump beefs up security with robot dog patrolling Mar-a-Lago.
True.
Yeah, this is real.
Oh, you guys knew this one already.
Seen a picture of it.
Yeah.
No, we're just guessing. Are we right?
You are right.
Yay.
Yeah, this is a real story. The robotic hound was seen mechanically strolling on the grass among the palm trees outside of Palm Beach Estate on Friday morning. Video shows, "Do not pet," reads a large warning on its side.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you pet a robot?
Yeah, I don't really know. It's just maybe instinctive, like, oh, I gotta go pet that thing.
No, I don't. I think that robot dog, that the instinct isn't like, walk up and pet.
Yeah, it's probably run from its laser eyes. The remotely controlled robot dog made by Boston Dynamics is with the United States Secret Service, the agency confirmed. So there you go. Safeguarding the president-elect is a top priority, the USS spokesperson told the Post. Just pulled that quote randomly. Just thought I'd say that. Right, next one. Venezuelan gang wiped out after attempting to take over Buc-ee's.
Oh, no.
That's got to be the B.
Are you sure?
But, like, if we could arrange it.
I'm going to call it real.
It is the B.
Dang it.
It's the B. According to eyewitnesses, the gang, which was formerly based in Denver, had grown too confident after finding it incredibly easy to take over several apartment
Buc-ee's
complexes.
Buc-ee's is a magnet for all people.
The violent criminals were soon put in their place when they marched on a Buc-ee's, guns blazing, only to find themselves greeted by a world-class force of polite employees, roasted nuts, savory pulled pork, delicious fudge, and heavily armed Texans.
Lay down your weapons.
I'm not sure what they expected. This isn't Denver, said patron Sean Erickson. All right. Next one. New DHS Secretary Kristi Noem pledges to cut canine workforce by 90%.
Oh, no. We got the puppy cam up right now. Are you serious?
I don't know. Am I serious? That's the name of the game.
That's the B.
It's the B.
Yeah, it's the B. It's the B. Wouldn't that be something if it was real? The article starts like this, quote, "I will see to it personally," announced Noem. Pundits have hailed Noem's day one pledge, seeing signs of a strong leader not afraid to do the dirty work of downsizing the DHS. Quote, "The department has become an oversized behemoth. It needs someone who can pull the trigger on tough decisions," said Fox News reporter Britt Hume.
Britt.
Quote, "It's time someone took the old DHS out behind the woodshed and put it to rest." Oh, I know.
Yikes. Who wrote that for the B?
I don't keep the author's byline on
these. That's a dark, dark satire.
We'll have to look it up later.
Dark stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Time to have the puppy cam up.
And yeah, if you want to check out the puppy cam, log on to our YouTube page.
Yeah.
It's very cute. Those puppies are cute.
I'm mostly watching them right now.
All right. Euthanized for rabies, Peanut the squirrel tests negative for rabies.
Ooh. Real?
Real.
This is real.
They put him down because he had rabies?
They
and
put
then
him
he
down
didn't...
because they thought he would have rabies.
Did I hear that he got... Is that...
I mean, I talked about them hanging him. I don't think...
Are you the one who wrote that B article? Oh my gosh!
I think we joked about the ways that they could have killed him last week.
Oh no!
No, this is a real story. Yeah, they euthanized Peanut the squirrel for rabies and then tested him post-mortem and found out he didn't have rabies.
I'm really surprised that they tested him.
I
would have forgotten to do that test.
Yeah.
If I'm of the caliber of individual who decided to do that, I'd be like, oh, we lost it in the mail.
Right. Right. This is why people hate the government. They killed Peanut and his buddy Fred the raccoon so they could test him for rabies after Peanut had bitten a Department of Environmental Conservation employee. Once they tested him, both turned up negative.
Did Was Peanut in the guy's house when he bit that guy?
I don't know the answer. I don't know how this thing played out. It's been a very sideline story because that was the week of the election.
Mm-hmm. That was the weekend that I was at state volleyball.
Yeah.
And so I was like, volleyball, 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 Peanut the squirrel, volleyball, volleyball. What's the squirrel?
Yeah.
Like, oh, and I, so I didn't dive all the way into it.
Yeah. I don't know all the details of how this went down, but I do know that they said, well, we got to get rid of it because of the rabies, you know, and then neither one of them had rabies. Next one. Democrats warn abolishing Department of Education could result in kids being too smart to vote for Democrats.
Say it again.
Democrats warn abolishing Department of Education could result in kids being too smart to vote for Democrats.
I mean, okay, maybe it's the B, but isn't that the whole point?
Yes.
I mean, it's just a roundabout way of saying if we own the education system, we own the electorate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yes. The quote comes from AOC. Quote, without government, kids no learn good. Congressional Representative AOC warned. You want no learn good?
You want no learn good.
Sure was AOC and not Tim Walz.
Yeah, none one. Of my students went on to higher education right. or something. Yeah,
congratulations, Tim. Speaking of names you're not going to hear anymore, man.
Yeah.
Last one. Woman not in the mood for comedy turns on SNL.
No. True. I'm true. Going with true.
It's true.
True.
At publishing time, Sheila had changed her mind about comedy, though, and started watching a clip of Jimmy Kimmel weeping on repeat.
Oh, who. Is he okay? Is Jimmy Kimmel okay?
Yeah, we should probably check.
Haven't seen. No, it's not.
No?
Let's just find out later that he is or isn't.
Okay.
You ready to talk about the poll when we come back?
Yeah, let's do
should
it.
Should Donald Trump pardon the J6ers? Yes or no? Annie Fry YouTube channel. You go vote in the live chat poll. That discussion next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.